We're now joined by the head coach of the Tri-County Lady Mustangs in Jeremy Slaughter. The games necessarily, they haven't been one after the other here, Coach. There's been some postponements we'll fire in here and tell people about, but you haven't lost since New Year's Eve. So as far as the new year goes, you're 4-0, and you know, three of those wins have been pretty close fashion, single-digit victories. So things going pretty well right now for the girls.
Yeah, you know, you want to put some wins together, and we have four in a row right now, and three of those have been conference games, so we feel pretty good about where we're at in terms of the conference. But yeah, it's going to create some havoc at the end of the year trying to reschedule all these games. There's a lot of reasons why you want to reschedule them. People have, you know, career milestones and those types of things on the line, so we want to make sure we get them all in, and we're just hoping right now that we can get the Gilman City Tournament in this week.
I guess if there's anything that works to Tri-County's advantage with the Gilman City Tournament is that you weren't scheduled to play on opening night anyway. So with everything now moved back two nights, we were talking about the possibility that there might not be school tomorrow because of the overnight weather and all those things, but yeah. Your schedule right now has a game against Gilman at 4:30 on Thursday.
Yes, yeah. That would be the second night of the tournament, and for us, that gives us a chance to hopefully practice tomorrow, get back in the gym and knock some rust off, because you always worry when you have these long delays, how are the players going to respond. And, you know, for us, we feel like, you know, we'll be okay because we have a lot of depth, and we're not reliant on one person for scoring, even though we've had Jaden Allman's average 19 a game the last four times out in our little winning streak. But you know, for us, it could be a different person every night that comes out and shoots the ball well. And so as a team with depth, I feel like we're going to come out and play well.
1-point win at Novinger, 4-point win over Winston, 9-point win over East Harrison, you know, 52-14 over a young Gilman City team. At the end of the day, those are wins, Coach, but we kind of talked last week about how the fact when you look at things big picture, that there are things that the girls are doing well, and obviously they're finding a way to win, which is great. But there are also things that they can do better over the course of the winning streak, too, that I'm sure you're working on.
Yeah, you know, for us, we play so fast all the time. We preach, get up and down the floor, get up and down the floor, press, fast break. And so when you get in a game like against East Harrison, where you have a 10-point lead or so with about 4 minutes left, then we're telling the girls, slow it down on offense, run some clock. And that's a difficult transition, but you know they've responded well to what we've said. And you know, we're against Winston, we gave up some points late to make that closer than we wanted it. Against East Harrison, I think, especially on the defensive end, we really kind of buckled down and were able to maintain our lead. And you know, we took a couple of shots we didn't necessarily like, but at the end of the night, it didn't really hurt us in that game.
I'm kind of figuring out here, too, after doing my job for a while, that the more I watch basketball, the more I look to see, you know, you got two teams that are going at one another, especially when it's a pretty good matchup and maybe you have, you know, one team wants to play one way and one team wants to play the other way. Who exerts their will on one side or the other? I think that's really important. If the game is played at somebody's pace and maybe not at the pace of somebody else, that person that exerts their will wins it more often than not.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's what we talk about all the time. We want to get the game going at our pace. We want the other team to play faster than what they normally play. And what happens is that the team that's playing at their pace, they take shots that feel more comfortable. You know, for example, when we're playing the team, if they're playing faster, they may feel pretty good about how things are going early on, but you hope as the game goes on, they start to get, you know, a little bit more tired, so shots aren't falling, and then we, with our depth, we think we have a good chance to at some point take control of the game and get the win.
Yeah. When you look at Gilman City, too, and we know that they're a young team and rebuilding a little bit, they have ability over there. It's just, you know, the freshmen and sophomores, which it makes it, you know, tough for Coach Oaf over at Gilman City. But yeah, what I just talked about, when you try to get somebody out of their comfort zone, speeding up Gilman City is going to be very much your advantage, and I'm sure that's kind of what happened on the 8th over at your place.
Yeah, you know, and they had a significant injury to one of their ball handlers early in the season, and that hurts them as well. But Coach Oaf's doing a great job. That's a very young team, and for them, and you know, when you're going through it, it doesn't feel like it, but when you're playing a team like us that's getting you to speed up impressing you, that experience will help them down the road. And I know they have some really good young players coming in junior high, and I think they're going to be fine. But, you know, when you have a young team, anytime you experience different things, even though it's hard when you're losing, you know, that can be helpful. You look at our boys, they've been in some tight games, some close games, and they just haven't been able to get over the hump every time. But the experience that they're gaining and being involved in those games, I think, will help them down the road.
Yeah, and here's the thing, too, is that, you know, we're talking about Gilman City a little bit because, obviously, you play them coming up. But everybody's going to graduate people, and Gilman City's not going to graduate many people over the next 2 years.
Right, right. And they're a team that really, I think they're a well-coached team, and they work hard on the defensive end. And, you know, for them, if they can do what they want to do, and that's what they have to learn, how to play the pace that the best for them. If they can figure out how to do that, I think they're going to have some success, and they're going to continue to build and get better over the next couple of years.
So in pool play, you have this game where you're the 3 seed and North Harrison's the 2 seed, and you know, both teams are going to play Gilman City here over the next couple of nights, and of course we're going with the new schedule here, so I'm going to assume that this North Harrison game is going to be on Friday. First time you see North Harrison this year, right, Coach?
No, second time. We beat them early in the season by 11 at our place. You know, and they're a good team. They play a slow it down tempo, and they've got some size, and they're going to try to force us to play a slower game, and we're going to try to speed them up like we were able to do early in the year. But they're so well coached. You know, I think they're going to throw some different things at us in terms of press break and those type of things, and I think they've really found their identity over the last month or so, and they're going to be a tough game for us, and hopefully we're ready to go, and it should be a fun night of contrasting styles.
That is the head coach of the Tri-County girls in Coach Jeremy Slaughter. A couple of pool play games, so you can probably guess at least at this point that he's going to move back 2 nights, which would have Tri-County Gilman City Thursday at 4:30, and if that holds, and we're not sure of what gym this will be at, Pattonsburg or Gilman City, Friday, 7:30, perhaps Tri-County, North Harrison, and pool play. We'll see if that holds or not. As we always say, keep your ear to the dial, and we'll keep you informed as best we can. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck this week at the Gilman City Invite.
Thank you. We appreciate the coverage.